Welcome to the Townships at 12. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, the voice of the townships. And I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. In today's show, in the first part of the show, I will talk with Mandy Sullivan. Mandy is a grade 5 teacher at St. Francis Elementary School in Richmond, and we will be talking about the annual Babies and Kids Bazaar coming up at the school on May 9th. And in the second part of today's show, I will talk with Dominique Trudeau. She is from Intergenerations Quebec. We will be talking about the Intergenerational Week coming up in the third week of May. Now, I did speak with Dominique in March and we ran the interview, but I felt it appropriate to repeat this interview as Intergenerational Week is in May. As always, I will have lots of announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. So let's get the show started. We'll hear Pretty Little Baby, and it's by Connie Francis.
Pretty little baby, yon, yon. Pretty little baby, yon, yon. Pretty little baby, you say that maybe you'll be thinking of me and try to love me. Pretty little baby, I'm hoping that you do. You can ask the flowers, I sit for hours telling all the bluebirds, the billycoobirds. Pretty little baby, I'm so in love with you. Now is just the time when both of us are young. Puppy love must have its day. Don't you know it's much more fun to love while the heart is young and gay? Meet me at the car hop or at the pop shop. Meet me in the moonlight or in the daylight. Pretty little baby, I'm so in love with you. Much more fun to love while the heart is young and gay. Meet me at the car hop or at the pop shop. Meet me in the moonlight or in the daylight. Pretty little baby, I'm so in love with you. Pretty little baby, I said pretty little baby.
Spring is a season of fresh beginnings, and for families, it's also a wonderful time to find new treasures for little ones while supporting community connections. Joining me today is Mandy Sullivan, a grade 5 teacher at St. Francis Elementary School in Richmond, and she is here to talk to us about the upcoming Babies and Kids Bazaar that's happening on May 9th at St. Francis Elementary School in Richmond, 355 College Street South in Richmond. The community event promises to be a great opportunity for parents, grandparents, and caregivers to shop for gently used children's clothing, toys, books, baby gear, and all kinds of family essentials, while connecting with neighbors and supporting a wonderful local initiative. Today, Mandy is here to tell us all about what visitors can expect, how the bazaar came together, and why events like this mean so much to families in our community. Next up, we have Mandy Sullivan. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Mandy Sullivan to the Townships at 12. She's a teacher, and she is helping to organize the bazaar coming up, the Babies and Kids Bazaar. So welcome, Mandy.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, for listeners who haven't heard about the Babies and Kids Bazaar before, what is it and how long has this event been in the community?
Well, the Babies and Kids Bazaar is a fundraising event. It's held at St. Francis Elementary School in Richmond. And really what it is just a vibrant community marketplace, which is a fancy way of saying garage sale. It's a really large sale in the gym, and it's also accompanied by a used book sale and a bake sale in the school cafeteria as well. And the event has been part of our community since 2010.
Okay, so it's the 22nd edition, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That is quite an achievement. Why has this event remained so popular over the years, do you think?
Well, I think that parents, families spend a lot of money on, especially the beginning years, for children, the high chairs and all of those things that they need. Then it comes the clothes. They grow out of things quickly. And so the community really anticipates this event for many reasons, to get things at a bargain, but also to have a place to sell afterwards when you don't need those things. They're really gently used. They haven't been used a lot. So I think the main popularity of it is, though, is the convenient format. So bringing a wide variety of vendors and tables together, but in one central location, people don't have to go around like garage sales from house to house to house. It's all in one place.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, one of the things that makes this bazaar special is that it's student-led. How involved are the grade 5 students in organizing the event?
Well, we try to encourage them to get involved really as much as they want. Sometimes they're a little bit more hesitant, but we set that up for the students to have a meaningful hands-on experience. So there's things that they have to do. So they participate by joining a committee. And they have to collaborate with their peers, and they have to make real decisions. So they'll often ask, well, what should I do with this problem? And we'll say, well, what do you think you should do? We're really inspired by our local 4-H organization as well, and how they really put the kids in the driving seat of making those decisions. And that's how it shapes the success for the event. Some of the committees that the students will join include advertising, rentals, bake sale, worker scheduling, table layout, food purchasing and preparation. That's one of their favorites. Door prizes, inventory management, marketing, sales tracking, and cash handling.
Okay, so they're learning a lot of skills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you think are the most important skills they're learning?
Well, through this process, it really has to be the entrepreneurial thinking and leadership skills, how they help organize, promote, run the event from start to finish. They learn how to work as a team, think critically, and solve problems, but in a real life situation, and most importantly, with an authentic audience. So this event is actually happening. You actually have to think on the spot as well during the event. If a problem comes up, you have to work as a team. Of course, the parents and staff are there to support them, to talk through things if they need. But we run out of something at the bake sale. What are you going to do? Someone asks you a question and you don't have the answer. What are you going to do? So that whole piece of authenticity is really important.
Mm-hmm. So it's a real educational opportunity also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was just going to say, they're going to be practicing. They're writing and communicating mostly in English, but the day of the sale, it's completely in English and French. You don't, the person arrives at the bake sale, and then when they start speaking, the students have to switch languages and support the community with the language that they are most comfortable speaking in. They apply their math skills as well. The big one that I hear from even Mr. Stevens, who I used to work for in town, is that the kids don't know how to count money. They don't know how to give change. And so they get to learn how to do that, how to make change, also how to calculate unit costs. So if we are going to be selling beverages, how much does one cost? How much do we charge it for? And they also get to look at what were our expenses and what are our profits.
Okay, interesting.
It's a lot of school time, mm-hmm. a lot of class time, but there's a lot of learning involved.
A lot of learning. And it's all applicable in the adult life too, which is great.
Yes.
Now, this event really seems to bring together families, local businesses, and community organizations. Why is that community connection so important, do you think?
It's a really good question. We talk about the community connection quite a bit in Richmond. We are a small community. It's near and dear to our hearts. I think it's really important that the youth recognize the support systems that surround them. So when students can learn about the local services and resources available to them in their community, well, then they just feel more connected. They develop a greater sense of belonging and appreciation. And then we see their love giving back to the community afterwards. And at the same time, the other side of the pancake there, well, the connections allow the community to see what the students are actually capable of doing. These kids are enthusiastic learners, they're dedicated volunteers, and they just need an opportunity. So opportunities like this really showcase their initiative, their creativity, their commitment, and we'd hope that schools, but also local organizations, reach out more to the schools to ask the kids to help and volunteer for things, because we always have a lot of kids that want to come and help on those days. So for kids to sign up to stay after school on Friday and, you know, most of their day on Saturday, it just shows that they want to give back to the community. So
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. You're also promoting reusing and buying local, which is a wonderful message. Why was that a focus this year?
Well, I think over the years, our school, it's part of the Quebec science curriculum that we deepen our focus on environmental responsibility and how humans impact the environment. And so we've had many workshops, often provided by our MRC, where students explore ways to reduce their consumption, first of all, to reuse things, not to just throw them away. And then lastly, well, if we could recycle them, what are we able to recycle in our area? And so I think that that's a full circle. So this is an opportunity for the kids to share what they've learned and also encourage other people to reuse and to take a bit the stigma off of buying used things. That there's a lot of things that we can reuse that were gently used and that are still good for another life mm-hmm. to be reused.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, for someone coming for the first time, what will they find at the bazaar?
Oh, and I don't think I talked about the supporting local businesses, Maureen. Could I add that one in?
Oh, certainly.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that. So, the students also think the supporting local businesses, well, that's another important aspect in our community connection. Actually, many of our student families run their own businesses here or in the surrounding area, and students and staff make it a conscious effort to promote and support those local initiatives when we can. And so we've got some that donate door prizes. We have some that will rent a table to sell or promote their products as well.
So at the bazaar, they'll find clothing, gently used furniture for babies, lots of toys, baked goods, and local vendors. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. And it all starts with the students, parents, and staff welcoming visitors as they arrive at the welcome table. And all the visitors will receive a free door prize coupon, and there'll be little bins set out so they can put their name in the draw for the prize that they're interested in. And then don't even need to be present to win. The kids will contact you the following week with their teachers to let you know how to collect your prize.
Okay, that is wonderful. Admission is free, and so that makes it more accessible to families, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if someone is listening and they have children's items to sell, or if they run a small business or a community group, can they sign up for a table?
Absolutely. We still have about 10 tables still available, and we encourage all community groups, English and French schools, clubs to take part. The nonprofit organizations can showcase their services and events and sell items at the table to fundraise if they would prefer. And that's all free.
Okay. So tables for nonprofit are free?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
If local community members would like to do a cleanup at home and sell their used things, it's $15 for a table or $25 for two tables. Funny, we get many people renting two because they realize how many things they have to sell.
Okay, that's great. Now, funds raised will help support the grade 5 year-end trip. Can you tell us about this special trip and what it means to the students?
Absolutely. So like many schools, tradition at St. Francis is going on a big end-of-year field trip. And that's to celebrate the year with our students, the staff, and the parents that wish to take part. Students are always excited. Usually after March break, they know that we'll be announcing where it is that we're going this year. And so our grade fives will be going together, the two classes. They're going to spend a day outside at Camping de la Rivière-Nicolette in Watton. And there's lots for them to do there outside. So activities like water games on the splash pad. We have quite a few kids that enjoy fishing. There are large blow-up games, jumbo blow-up games, a mini farm. There's a forest path where we answer clues in English and in French to find our way. Pottery, beach volleyball, pedal go-karts. For little races, and to finish off the day, a great big foam party. So we're really blessed to have an active PTO in our school. We have a fundraising committee of teachers that take time to make sure fundraising happens in our school so that we can have lots of activities throughout the year, knowing with budget cuts and things, what can we do as a school. And to reduce the cost, because there's always still a little cost to the parents and guardians, well, we've involved the students in the fundraising. So they're taking part in the fundraising as well. And profits can vary from year to year, but we are really proud to say that since 2010, those efforts have consistently covered the full remaining cost of every student that participated.
Well, that is wonderful. Could you remind our listeners again now when and where the bazaar is taking place?
Yes. So the Babies and Kids Bazaar, along with the used book sale and the bake sale, is on Saturday, May 9th from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. We ask that everybody brings their reusable bags along with taking care of our environment. And the location is St. Francis Elementary School, 355 College Street South, just at the top of the hill in Richmond. And we'd invite you to park in the visitor or employee parking area. There will be some closer parking and a closer entrance that will be made available for visitors with reduced mobility.
Okay. Now, where can people go for more information or to reserve a table?
To reserve a table, for more information, it's best if you contact myself, Mandy Sullivan. So there's two ways of doing that. You could telephone the school secretary and leave a message or ask to speak to me. The number is 819-826-3737. Or if you prefer by email, my email is my family name, sullivanm@edu.etsb.qc.ca.
Finally, what would you say to encourage families across the region to come on out and support this great event?
Well, we would really greatly appreciate your help in spreading the word to family, friends, and neighbors, anybody you think that might be interested in attending the sale or participating by renting a table themselves, any great organizations that might want to get the word out or share their services and have a free table. I think that as we work together, it'll make this event a great success. And we really hope to see everybody at the 22nd edition. It's really a great opportunity to make a difference by supporting this student-led initiative, but also have a positive impact in our Richmond community and to support local artists and businesses as well.
Okay. Did we leave anything else out that you'd like to add, Mandy?
Yes, I think that I skipped ahead on one of your questions, Maureen, as you're able to edit here. You'd asked a really good question about and I think it's something that holds back in the sales. You had said, but is there really something for everyone under what visitors can expect? And I think I skipped that part of your question.
Okay.
And so I had a good answer for that if you want to ask that one.
Certainly. Certainly. Go ahead.
So, and there's actually really something for everyone. While some visitors will come specifically for the book sale or just the bake sale, the main attraction is the marketplace in the gym. So many guests arrive up to 30 minutes early to be among the first to browse the selection. It's not uncommon either for visitors to make multiple trips to their vehicles with their purchases. And our visitors range from all ages, from expecting parents, young families with children, grandparents, family members, teachers, and daycare educators. And as mentioned earlier, community connection is at the heart of this event. So many visitors actually return year after year, and it's not unusual for first-time attendees to become table vendors themselves in the years that follow.
Okay, that definitely is something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been talking with Mandy Sullivan. She's a teacher at St. Francis Elementary School in Richmond, and she's been talking about the Babies and Kids Bazaar coming up on May 9th. So it sounds exciting, sounds wonderful. So thanks very much, Mandy, and all the best on the event.
Well, we thank you very much for listening to us today and for getting the word out. It's very nice to extend our community as well from Richmond to Lenoxville to be able to connect communities as well and support each other.
Wonderful. It's so important to connect communities. Thanks very much again and have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you. You as well.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you.
St. Francis Elementary School in Richmond is proud to present the 22nd edition of Babies and Kids Bazaar, taking place on Saturday, May 9th, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the school, located at 355 College Street South in Richmond. This student-led event highlights both community engagement and environmental responsibility. The gymnasium will feature up to 40 tables offering gently used children's items, as well as unique products from local vendors and entrepreneurs. In the cafeteria, visitors can browse a wide selection of gently used books in both English and French for all ages and purchase delicious treats off the bake table. Admission is free. Each visitor will receive a free door prize coupon. The event is organized and led by grade 5 students who are developing entrepreneurial skills while promoting reusing and buying local funds raised through table rentals
and the bake sale will support their end-of-year field trip camping to Riviere Nicolet in Watton. Those interested in selling can rent a table for $15 or two for $25 with clothing racks available for $5. Setup is simple and support is provided to ensure a smooth and enjoyable experience. For more information or to register online, please visit the Facebook page St. Francis Babies and Kids Bazaar. Mother's Day Weekend Spring Market, happening at the Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville on Saturday, May 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be a Mother's Day brunch at the Hut, ANAF, Unit 318 on May 10th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. At the Museum of Nature and Science on Frontenac Street in Sherbrooke, May 14th, 1:30 p.m., it will be the official launch of the exhibition, Giraffe, The Great Passion of Anne Innes Dagg, will be taking place. Produced by the museum and adapted by the Museum of Nature and Science in Sherbrooke in collaboration with the Anne Innes Dagg Foundation. This exhibition will be on display from May 9th to September 7th, 2026. The Bone Museum out in Quaticook is proud to present Reminiscences of Fire, When Memory is Reborn from the Ashes by acclaimed and visual artist Isabel Jean, from May 17th to June 28th, with an opening reception on Sunday, May 17th at 2 p.m., which is open to the public. Fresh from receiving a medal in Paris, Isabel Jean brings her internationally recognized work to Quaticook in an exhibition that explores memory, roots, resilience, and renewal. Through sculpture, painting, installations, and sound, Reminiscences of Fire invites visitors on a powerful sensory journey, reflecting on what remains after hardship and how memory can shape what comes next. There will be a fashion show, Wine and Cheese Fundraiser, coming up on Saturday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Haskell Opera House. You must be 18 years and over, and tickets are $30 and must be purchased in advance. All proceeds will be going toward the Cab Redeker Center to help individuals and families in the community. There will be a fashion show, Wine and Cheese Fundraiser, coming up on Saturday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Haskell Opera House. You must be 18 years and over, and tickets are $30 and must be purchased in advance. All proceeds will be going toward the Cab Redeker Center to help individuals and families in the community. Come join us for our Community Radio Day, happening on Saturday, June 6th, 10 a.m. It will be held at the Queen Square in Lenoxville. CJMQ, CIDI, CFLX will be there. Local Voices and Community Spirit, Special Live Program, Open Air Bingo, Food and DJ Truck, Workshops, and a Market. That's Saturday, June 6th at Queen Square in Lenoxville, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Everybody is invited to attend and support community radio. The Grace Village Care Foundation ensures that every senior can live with dignity, security, and peace of mind, regardless of financial circumstances. Many of the residents have shaped our bilingual community and contributed to its growth. When unexpected financial challenges arise, the foundation ensures they can continue to call Grace Village home. On June 27th, they will be hosting their annual fundraising gala, bringing together community leaders, partners, and supporters. This cornerstone event raises essential funds to sustain and expand their support for residents facing financial hardship. They are looking for partnerships. If you are interested to support seniors in our community while providing meaningful visibility and alignment with a trusted and respected local institution, please go to the Grace Village website. I would like to thank my guest in the first part of today's show, Mandy Sullivan. Check out the Facebook page for the St. Francis Babies and Kids Bazaar. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12. And in part two today, I will speak with Dominique Trudeau from the Intergenerations Quebec. We will close part one of today's show with a song called Better Together, and it's by Jack Johnson, so please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and this is The Townships at 12.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving.
Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart. Like, why are we here and where do we go? And knock on me so hard. It's not always easy and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars and we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. With only two, just me and you, not so many things we got to do. What places we got to be, we'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Combination of words I could say, but I will still tell you one thing, we're better together.